Standard 4, Duties to Employers. Standard 4A, Loyalty. In matters related to their employment, members and candidates must act for the benefit of their employer and not deprive their employer of the advantage of their skills and abilities, divulge confidential information, or otherwise cause harm to their employer. This standard is applicable to employees. If members are independent contractors rather than employees, they have a duty to abide by the terms of their agreements. Members must not engage in any activities that would injure the firm, deprive it of profit, or deprive it of the advantage of employees' skills and abilities. Members should always place client interests above interests of their employer, but consider the effects of their actions on firm integrity and sustainability. There is no requirement that the employee put employer interests ahead of family or other personal obligations. It is expected that employers and employees will discuss such matters and balance these obligations with work obligations. There may be isolated cases where a duty to one's employer may be violated in order to protect clients or the integrity of the market when the actions are not for personal gain. Independent practice for compensation is allowed if a notification is provided to the employer fully describing all aspects of the services, including compensation, duration, and the nature of the activities, and the employer consents to all terms of the proposed independent practice before it begins. When leaving an employer, members must continue to act in their employer's best interests until their resignation is effective. Activities that may constitute a violation include misappropriation of trade secrets, misuse of confidential information, soliciting employers' clients prior to leaving, self-dealing, and misappropriation of client lists. Employer records on any medium, such as a home computer, tablet, or cell phone, are the property of the firm. When an employee has left a firm, simple knowledge of names and existence of former clients is generally not confidential. There is also no prohibition on the use of experience or knowledge gained while with a former employer. If an agreement exists among employers, such as the U.S. Protocol for Broker Recruiting, that permits brokers to take certain client information when leaving a firm, a member may act within the terms of the agreement without violating the standard. Members and candidates must adhere to their employer's policies concerning social media. When planning to leave an employer, members and candidates must ensure that their social media use complies with their employer's policies for notifying clients about employee separations. Recommendations for members. Members are encouraged to give their employer a copy of the code and standards. Best practice is to use separate social media accounts for personal and professional communications. Recommendations for firms. Employers should not have incentive and compensation systems that encourage unethical behavior. Standard 4B, Additional Compensation Arrangements. Members and candidates must not accept gifts, benefits, compensation, or consideration that competes with or might reasonably be expected to create a conflict of interest with their employer's interest unless they obtain written consent from all parties involved. Compensation includes direct and indirect compensation from a client and other benefits received from third parties. Written consent from a member's employer includes email communication. Understanding the difference between an additional compensation arrangement and a gift from a client. If a client offers a bonus that depends on the future performance of her account, this is an additional compensation arrangement that requires written consent in advance. If a client offers a bonus to reward a member for her account's past performance, this is a gift that requires disclosure to the member's employer to comply with Standard 1B, Independence and Objectivity. Recommendations for members. Make an immediate written report to the employer detailing any proposed compensation and services, if additional to that provided by the employer. Members and candidates who are hired to work part-time should discuss any arrangements that may compete with their employer's interest at the time they are hired and abide by any limitations their employer identifies. Recommendations for firms. Details of additional compensation, including any performance incentives, should be verified by the offering party. Standard 4C, Responsibilities of Supervisors. Members and candidates must make reasonable efforts to ensure that anyone subject to their supervision or authority complies with applicable laws, rules, regulations, and the code and standards. Members must make reasonable efforts to prevent employees from violating laws, rules, regulations, or the code and standards, as well as make reasonable efforts to detect violations. An adequate compliance system must meet industry standards, regulatory requirements, and the requirements of the code and standards. Members with supervisory responsibilities have an obligation to bring an inadequate compliance system to the attention of firm's management and recommend corrective action. A member or candidate faced with no compliance procedures or with procedures he believes are inadequate must decline supervisory responsibility in writing until adequate procedures are adopted by the firm. If there is a violation, respond promptly and conduct a thorough investigation while increasing supervision or placing limitations on the wrongdoer's activities. Recommendations for members. A member should recommend that his employer adopt a code of ethics. Members should encourage employers to provide their codes of ethics to clients. Once the compliance program is instituted, the supervisor should distribute it to the proper personnel, update it as needed, continually educate staff regarding procedures, issue reminders as necessary, require professional conduct evaluations, and review employee actions to monitor compliance and identify violations. Recommendations for firms. Employers should not commingle compliance procedures with the firm's code of ethics. This can dilute the goal of reinforcing one's ethical obligations. While investigating a possible breach of compliance procedures, it is appropriate to limit the suspected employee's activities. Adequate compliance procedures should be clearly written, be easy to understand, designate a compliance officer with authority clearly defined, have a system of checks and balances, outline the scope of procedures, outline what conduct is permitted, contain procedures for reporting violations and sanctions, and structure incentives so unethical behavior is not rewarded. Standard 5, Investment Analysis Recommendations and Actions. Standard 5A, Diligence and Reasonable Basis. Members and candidates must, 1, exercise diligence, independence, and thoroughness in analyzing investments, making investment recommendations, and taking investment actions. 2, have a reasonable and adequate basis supported by appropriate research and investigation for any investment analysis, recommendation, or action. The application of this standard depends on the investment philosophy adhered to, members and candidates' roles in the investment decision-making process, and the resources and support provided by employers. These factors dictate the degree of diligence, thoroughness of research, and the proper level of investigation required. The level of research needed to satisfy the requirement for due diligence will differ depending on the product or service offered. A list of things that should be considered prior to making a recommendation or taking investment action includes global and national economic conditions, a firm's financial results and operating history and the business cycle stage, fees and historical results for a mutual fund, limitations of any quantitative models used, and a determination of whether peer group comparisons for valuation are appropriate. Recommendations for members. Members should encourage their firms to adopt a policy for periodic review of the quality of third-party research if they have not. Examples of criteria to use in judging quality are: review assumptions used, determine how rigorous the analysis was, identify how timely the research is, and evaluate objectivity and independence of the recommendations. Members should encourage their firms to consider these policies and procedures supporting this standard. Have a policy requiring that research reports and recommendations have a basis that can be substantiated as reasonable and adequate. Have detailed written guidance for proper research and due diligence. Have measurable criteria for judging the quality of research and base analyst compensation on such criteria. Have written procedures that provide a minimum acceptable level of scenario testing for computer-based models and include standards for the range of scenarios, model accuracy over time, and a measure of the sensitivity of cash flows to model assumptions and inputs. Have a policy for evaluating outside providers of information that addresses the reasonableness and accuracy of the information provided and establishes how often the evaluations should be repeated. Adopt a set of standards that provides criteria for evaluating external advisors and states how often a review of external advisors will be performed.